launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features, all completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right back into your calls. Vince is on the line in Indiana. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian and Mark. How are you doing tonight?
Vince, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I want to tell you, I watched this C-SPAN. They had this book notes on, and this Bill Ayers and his wife Bernadette Drone were on. They were members of the so-called SDS back in the mid-60s. And I wasn't a member of the Students for a Democratic Society when I was in high school, but and my cousins were a member of it at Indiana University, but the biggest thing was being the opposition to the Vietnam War. And, you know, those people, I think, you know, if you ever wanted to learn how committed they were, you know, you may disagree with a lot of the things, but those people were very committed to ending the Vietnam War and ending the draft. Because I was 16 years old at the time, and you know, and 18-year-olds were subject to the draft prior to 1974. And, you know, and a bunch of us at a small town in Goshen, Indiana, you know, we got together and had an anti-war rally. It surprised a lot of people, but...
So you're saying that you just want to say that people were committed to ending the war? I'm not sure what your point is tonight.
Well, my point is that, you know, if you ever listen to the media and talk to... You know, his, you know, supposed involvement with Barack Obama, and they sit there and tell you that he's a bomber and, he wanted to destroy, you know, the draft offices and all that. He did none of that. He had nothing to do with that. But what I'm saying is he's opposed to the Vietnam War, and the reason why the Vietnam War, like you hear the people opposed to the Iraqi War and the so-called wars now that we've got going on, is the veterans that are coming back. Just like they did in Vietnam.
What's coming back? I'm sorry. It's a little hard to understand you.
They were coming back from the wars, like in the Vietnam War, and how horribly they were treated over there, and how, you know, and how horribly they were treated when they came back to America, because they're all home.
I'm sorry, Vince. I'm having a real tough time understanding you tonight. We got to let you go. Thank you for the call. I can't. I like Vince. He's a nice guy. But if I can't understand what you're saying,
it sounds like the phone was overmodulating or something.
I don't know. Anyway, let's talk to Luke in Michigan. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello, this is Luke.
Luke, what's on your mind tonight?
How are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Luke?
Well, there is California. Has spent themselves into oblivion over the last 20 years, I'm sure you all know, and now they're having to issue IOUs to everybody.
Yep.
They're having to issue them to welfare recipients, senior citizens, anybody who they're supposed to be paying, even to their internal departments, to their creditors, to just everybody. I mean, it's just a big mess, and the reason why they got into the mess is that Schwarzenegger and the legislature, who's Democratic, was just going back and forth, and they couldn't come to a consensus. And then the state controller said, well, if you can't come to a consensus, I'm just going to have to issue IOUs. So that's basically what's going to happen now. And it's going to drive them, and I read in the news, it's basically going to drive them into just this big mess that they can't.
I'd like to get a point of clarification here. You mentioned Schwarzenegger and the current legislators, but... Do you consider that the fact that they are, you know, so far in the hole that they have to issue IOUs to be the fault of the current administration and the current legislator? Or do you think that it's all the legislatures and all the administrations up to this point that have spent frivolously?
It's been all the legislators and everybody up to this point. It hasn't just been Schwarzenegger and the current legislature.
That's kind of my feeling.
It's been everything. I mean, they've just been the poster child for socialism. And now we see where socialism gets you. It just gets you into bankruptcy.
Yep. So the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher has so well quoted.
You'll push the producers out of the area. They'll move somewhere else where they're going to be allowed to do their production, create their products and services in the way they think is best without being burdened by so many taxes and regulations. And if the producers leave, then where are they going to get the money from to distribute? Where is it going to come from?
Yep. Well,
it may come from the federal government. The federal government might step in with a bailout, which would mean that all of the American taxpayers would then be on the hook for California's mistakes.
You know, I was talking to a guy who has a business at Pork Fest. I was talking to a guy who wants to move up. He's trying to convince his employers in New Jersey, but you can replace California because all of these, the larger socialist states, the big ones like Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, California, there, Illinois, they all have a tendency to run themselves the same way. And he was like, yeah, my employers are looking at moving to New Hampshire. Now, likely because this guy's told them about it, they'd get a huge pay raise just by moving.
Wow.
Because there's no
income tax there. The business is paying income taxes and sales taxes if they're selling a product in state.
Yep. So there's all kinds of business taxes that come across to businesses that we never see. Inventory taxes, capital taxes, and all kinds of stuff.
Thanks, Luke, for the call tonight. The heads up, I actually had that story over the weekend.
When I say that we never see them, we don't see them in the sense that we know that they're there, but we do see them in the sense that we have to dole out because businesses are in the business of making a profit. If they don't make a profit, they don't stay in business, so therefore they pass all their costs on to you if they're doing their job well.
Right, but when you say you don't see them, you don't know what they all are.
Sure.
The names of them and where they're applied. According to the story over at the Financial Times at FT.com, apparently their fiscal year has left the state's cash reserves empty. IOUs will be issued to a range of creditors, including contractors such as information technology companies and the food service groups that cater for prisons. So you have to ask yourself, if you're a business person who's doing business with the government of California, would you continue? How long are you going to accept IOUs for as you're delivering food and product that costs you money? This is the price you pay
for
doing business.
You're going to do it for a while.
Well, it's the price you pay for doing business with criminals. That's what the state is. There's nothing but a bunch of people acting criminally. So when the money train runs out, well, too bad. So I don't feel sorry for any of the people that were providing them with services and products. But I just wonder, how long will they go on for? How long will California be able to even bring food into its prisons if the people that are providing the service aren't getting paid for it?
Well, it really, I think a lot of it will depend on how much faith other people in the marketplace are putting in those IOUs. Because if you're that company and lenders or other businesses have a lot of faith in those IOUs that you're getting from the state of California, not that I imagine they have a whole lot of faith in it, but if they believe that those IOUs are going to be made good, they might extend you credit or do business with you based on the idea that you're going to get paid back. But the more debt that's issued that way, the more California puts itself in the hole issuing IOUs at this point, the less people are going to have faith in those IOUs themselves. So I think at some point the businesses just can't afford to continue to contract with the state of California.
Right, and that's really what it's going to come down to, is that at some point they won't be able to afford to do it, because the business owners are probably going to believe that California is going to pay, because they have the ability to extract wealth from people at through force rather than through actually providing goods and services. They're not like a regular business.
True.
They can go and rob people.
But they don't have the printing press in California.
No.
And they couldn't hike taxes in this case because the voters have had their referendum against it. So
they shot it down, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, the legislature just can't slap on new taxes unless the voters are willing to go for it.
Sure. And if you're delivering food to prisons, if you look at the Maslow's hierarchy of needs for the state, if there is such a thing, and there isn't, but let's look at it. At the top is going to be social welfare programs. You know, the vocational rehabilitation programs where they give eyeglasses to people who have bad backs so they can go back to work or whatever it is that they do. Next below that is the social welfare program. programs where they give milk to poor families and things like that. Next below that, you know, they have these strata, and I don't know exactly how they go, but, you know, they're going to have these strata of things, and that prisons is going to be higher than a lot of stuff. You know, the state's going to stop fixing roads before they let the prisoners starve. They'll kick prisoners out before they run out of
money. Yeah, they will do that.
So the state's going to figure out how to do this, and these IOUs are pretty good stuff. It's going to be a while before the businesses choose not to, you know, take these IOUs.
I don't know, man. It's the first time they've been paying with IOUs. That's got to be a little heads
sure
up for whoever's running those businesses.
Nah.
We'll see over time. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything at Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free. We also have a Facebook page, by the way. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And that's the only way you're going to get the free audiobook is by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And they got everything over there, all the new releases and some likely any book you might want. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, we continue here. We'll take your calls if you make them about anything to 1-800-259-9231. You know, we're talking about money with California having to issue IOUs to their contractors, their creditors, people that that are providing services, like people providing food to their prisons, for instance. They're basically saying, oh, we don't have any money right now, but we are expecting to have some at some point in the future, so we'll send a check your way when we get a chance. And you're saying, Mark, that people are gullible, they're going to go ahead and take this and believe it's going
to
happen.
I'd like to retract that. These people are not being gullible. They're going to get paid on these IOUs. It does bring the state down to a new level of money mismanagement and all that other stuff. But this is really just like another one of those situations where the government's shutting down tomorrow. I mean, you know, if you look at the news, you'll find all kinds of instances where local and state governments, and even there for a while during the Clinton administration, the federal government came to a standstill, as though it really came to a standstill, because it didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is just another one of those things. The fact is, while government continues to have the ability to extract wealth from people without, you know, participating in the marketplace through the threats of force, they're going to have plenty of money to do what it is that they need to do. They may cut a program here and there, maybe some people to get laid off, but big, fat, hairy deal, they're going to continue on their merry way.
I know I heard that New Hampshire is increasing its meals tax from 8% to 9%, as though 8 weren't outrageously high enough. So these government guys will do their best to get as much money in as they possibly can, and the marketplace be damned, and any business owner that's trying to actually make ends meet, well, if this pushes you over into the edge of bankruptcy, too bad. Their world, their business of extracting money is too important to be concerned about what will happen to you, the little people. But here's a little bit more about money, according to, this is Larkin Rose at kickingthedragon.com, talking about the national debt. He says, I just watched a video about the national debt, and it went on and on about fiscal responsibility, the problem with the deficit, how bad it is now, and the projections for how it will get a lot worse. But underlying the seemingly virtuous message was a huge, utterly insane assumption. The assumption underlying almost all discussion you'll hear about such things. The notion that there could even be a national debt. Now, in literal terms, without the authoritarian propaganda spin, here is how things work. A bunch of liars and crooks, declaring themselves to be our rightful rulers, steal tons and tons of money from the rest of us. Then they spend far more than they steal and declare that the difference, the debt, is our responsibility. And almost everyone accepts it as true. But it's not. Now, those wearing the label of government borrowed money from people promising to pay it back. How would they do that? By continually taxing you and me. Everyone, Americans and foreigners who bought treasury bonds or by any other means loaned money to the government, to any government, on the promise that the government would later pay it back, was banking on the fact that the tyrants would be able to continue robbing you and me. That's how investments in all levels of government, from federal stuff down to local municipal bonds, work. And that's why those contractors in California believe they're going to get paid eventually, because they believe in the coercive power of the state to extract money from people. He points out, to be blunt, if you were one of those who invested in slavery by lending money to governments, whether here or anywhere else, you deserve to lose everything, and I hope you do. The notion that I somehow acquired some obligation to pay you something because a thief promised to keep on robbing me to pay for the things that he bought without my consent is idiotic. It's also an insult to my intelligence and yours. So why is it that Americans aren't outraged? Well, it's because they're indoctrinated and or stupid. Imagine that a thief steals your wallet. He then goes on a shopping spree, buying $300 worth of stuff. Then, to his horror, he finds that you only had $200 in your wallet. To fix the problem, he sends you a bill for the remaining $100 deficit. Would you feel obligated to pay up? Well, if the thief is calling himself government, and you're an average American, apparently you would. And then you'd get together with all the other duped morons, wring your hands, and ponder, what can be done about the problem? But the problem is not one of finances, it's one of philosophy. As long as you think you are obligated to make up for the scams of the crooks who call themselves government, you are doomed. If you think they'll ever cut back on their power, their spending, regulation, or their taxation, just to be nice to you, you're an idiot. They'll happily borrow and spend you into absolute poverty. To those of you stupid and or evil enough to have loaned money to the U.S. government or to any other government or on the promise that they'd later rob people like me to pay you back, I wish you the worst of luck. I hope you never see a dime of what you invested in the slavery industry. And don't tell me that I have some obligation to pay off a debt that politicians incurred. When you're talking to me, don't use such idiotic terms as national debt. The nation doesn't owe anyone anything. The people who spent the money, that is, the crooks in D.C., might owe it, but I certainly don't. There's a very easy way to fix the federal budget deficit and national debt problems, and that is to ignore them out of existence. To anyone who is interested, or rather to anyone who invested in oppression and government extortion, the joke's on you. You're not quite as bad as the thieves you financed, but you're pretty darn bad. And when the day comes, which is fast approaching, when all your investments disappear, don't come crying to me. You deserve it. For exactly the same reason that people who invested in the slave trade industry 200 years ago deserve to lose everything. Next time, try investing in trade instead of theft.
You know, you think about the people that I hear what Larkin Rose is saying, but the very last paragraph there where, you know, the people that invested in the slave trade deserve to lose everything. You think about the people that invested in slaves, and they probably did lose a great deal. These were very expensive investments they had in these people that they owned.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to point out that the Quakers gave their slaves up, and they gave them something to live on when they, you know, set them free, because basically they weren't free anyway. They were freed slaves, and they were black and living in a white culture, and like it wasn't a great life anyway. But the Quakers, through, you know, John Woolmouth and many Quakers along the way, they set their own slaves free, and they gave them money in the process. So plenty of people did this prior to being forced to, so it wasn't as big of a loss as somebody might have guessed.
So you're saying, what does that have to do with the people that were investing in slavery?
Well, they lost something, but I'm just pointing out that many people saw the more immorality of what they were doing
and did the
chose
right thing.
To do it on their own.
Chose to do the right thing. You know?
Right, the right thing.
Well, in this case, you're essentially talking about bonds. Bondholders in the current state of things, so I'm not even sure there's a way they can give the money back.
No, they can't. They're screwed.
I don't see how the bondholders can refuse to take their bonds.
Oh,
I see. They've invested in maturity investments. What they've done is they've bought government bonds, so the government's going to pay them back. I don't really see how they can not buy any more, but I can't see how they can really divest themselves of the bonds.
And
if they do, then someone else will buy them.
Larkin's just saying if the government ever doesn't pay them back, then too bad, you're screwed. That's what you get for getting in bed with criminals. I agree with him completely. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not my debt. It's not your debt. It's theirs. I don't owe anything. Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. Also want to invite you to Nick's website, freemindsmedia.com. Though, is it broken right now?
Some of the articles I'm having problems with, but you can go to the main site and
the main site's working. They can tune in and listen and all that.
And they can watch the Porkfest 2009 special, which is up there now. So
excellent. Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. That's what Nick is involved in when he's outside of the Free Talk Live studios. And it's a great television program, also radio program, heard once a week. You can actually listen to it on the Liberty Radio Network streams over at GCN, wherever it appears in multiple locations. Get all the details, get the tune-in links, listen links, the videos and everything over at freemindsmedia.com.
Yeah, and for those who are interested, this Friday we will be posting the video, this week's episode of the show, and Mark was co-hosting it with me today.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. I co-hosted the show today, and it was a lot of fun.
Toby is currently on a honeymoon, so you had Mark in to sit in, which sounds like a lot of fun. And Mark, how do you feel about the way things have changed kind of behind the scenes there at Free Minds TV? I mean, you've been there kind of since the beginning, well, since the genesis of Free Minds TV. Now they've got a whole crew back
there.
It's
a lot bigger operation.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot bigger operation.
Just goes to show the strength of the activist community up here in New Hampshire. Of course, the Free State Project is encouraging thousands of liberty-minded people to move here to New Hampshire to get active for freedom, and there are just so many people here that they're going to have to break out and do their own TV show soon. I don't know when that's going to happen.
But I've heard rumblings that some people might start one, so cool. More power to them. I hope they do. The more pro-liberty content we can get out there, the better.
Even Mark is talking about bringing his show back.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to want me to bring it back, and it'll offer give me an opportunity to do like a short little podcast thing at the same time.
It could be the King Monthly audio. News instead if you didn't want to do you could do a recap.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Tim in Denver. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, counterfeiting is becoming a really big problem. I was in a gas station, and they found a counterfeit $1 bill.
Wow. Jeez. How?
Yeah. A lot of 50s and 100s, but now it's going, and a couple years ago it was down into the 5s and 10s,
mm-hmm.
and now it's $1 bills, and they actually, there was a deal I heard at a Walmart. The guy went in, cashed a check, got $755, then he went to buy something. Walmart gave him the $755.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the $100 bills that Walmart gave him were counterfeit. And
when he took them from
the front and went to the register to pay, and the lady wouldn't take them, and they called the police, and they were given to him by Walmart, and Walmart would not restore him to whole.
That's crazy.
It's an accusation, right? Like, suppose the guy had a couple of fake $100 bills in his pockets.
This was on video. He walked in with a check. I heard about this down. It was down in Phoenix. He walks in.
Why would he be videotaping an ordinary operation like
this? No, Walmart video, right?
Walmart videos everything. They got everything, but you go into the bathroom.
Right, he went to the check cash encounter.
You walk into the front, they cash your check, hoping that you'll spend it at Walmart. They give him two phony $100 bills, five good ones, and another $55. He goes in to buy food, and he walks up and hands them money to pay, and they tell him that these are counterfeit. He goes, you guys just gave them to me. He had the receipt where they cashed his check, and everything from him going to the front counter shopping and paying was on video. They had to be Walmart's $100 bills. He didn't have any money when he walked in.
You know, I doubt very seriously I'm watched every minute. And why would Walmart give up the video that incriminated them in such a manner?
No, it didn't incriminate them. It validated.
Sure, it showed them as thieves. If what you're saying is true, Walmart stole from this man, and they bore false witness against their neighbor.
Well, likely they had fake hundreds in the drawer. They didn't put them there themselves.
The police looked at the video to make sure that he wasn't the criminal. It was exculpatory evidence for him, showing that he didn't walk in with him. He got him from Walmart. He paid. The police let him go, but they took the money and went to the Secret Service with it. And he's out $200, and Walmart won't restore him.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Well, I would encourage anybody to listen, to investigate this story for themselves, as opposed to, things you hear on the radio are just things you hear on the radio.
Yeah, it sounds like a plausible story.
Sure, it sounds like it could happen, but at the same time, it sounds like it couldn't too.
They interviewed the guy in his home. He was on a major news channel in Phoenix. It was he showed the receipt where he had gotten the money, and it happened. I mean, people don't look close enough, and they just shove $100 bills each way. And
sure.
A lot of times they
look. Who's liable in that case? Is Walmart liable for the money that they supposed? I mean, he gave them a check. They gave him what they thought was real money.
Well,
what's
liable is they should have to give him real $100 bills.
He's saying that he hasn't gotten that from them.
No, all this bad publicity should cause a multi-billion-dollar chain to cough up $200, and I've stopped shopping there because of it.
When did you stop shopping there?
I don't buy bullets anymore there.
When did you stop shopping there?
As of 2 days ago when I heard it.
When was your last visit to Walmart?
Oh, a while ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Because there are a lot of people out there that have vendettas against Walmart for the very fact that they happen to be the largest business around. And
no, that's not why. They cheated the guy out of $200, and they're not going to man up.
Well, allegedly, right? I mean, we don't know for sure.
I don't know that they
allegedly,
did.
Allegedly.
And, you know, here's a problem with boycotting big box chain stores like that. Eventually, you run out of places to shop. I mean, for instance, we had a situation with the Service Nation people, this organization that is devoted to bringing national slavery to this country, and Target Corporation and Home Depot are two of the sponsors of Service Nation. They're two of the corporate supporters. And so they, when questioned, when held their feet to the flames, they said, well, they don't support involuntary servitude. They don't support forcing people. And they didn't believe that Service Nation did either. And so, you know, they tried to distance themselves from that whole idea. Obviously, they're not going to embrace it and say, yes, we think everyone should be forced to work for the government. But if we were to boycott Target on that basis and then boycott Walmart because of what you're suggesting, where do you go to buy your toothpaste? Eventually you run out of options.
You get it over the internet, and you buy the stuff without the stuff that causes cancer.
Until they do something outrageous that that you don't like, you know, until Amazon does something that pisses you off, and then what do? Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. You make your own.
It's right. Sure you will.
Well, you know, if you can make your own toothpaste, absolutely. If you choose not to, you pick toothpaste, which is, by the way, a landmine issue for a lot of people because of fluoride. But you don't need fluoride.
It's poison. Oh. It's poisoning us.
You don't know.
Some people
come
think.
On. We've had somebody
who's drinking
them?
Their toothpaste.
They you do absorb a certain amount of fluoride through your mouth.
I see.
And you do you wash, but you rinse your mouth, but you do swallow a certain amount.
Right. So fluoride toothpaste is not what cures cavities or fixes cavities or stops you from getting cavities.
Not all toothpaste has fluoride in it.
Right. Toothpaste is a dentifrice. It creates an atmosphere that you that's good for when you brush your teeth. It's the brush that gets rid of the crap, because what you have to just do is disturb the little bacteria in your mouth. Fluoride toothpaste probably better for creating an environment for brushing than, say, baking soda.
Fluoride does have some antiseptic properties, though, doesn't it?
I don't know whether it has antiseptic properties. I'd have to define antiseptic, but it's probably a better better atmosphere than baking soda. But baking soda is what Americans used for years and years. You absolutely can make your own baking soda toothpaste. Brush your teeth 3 times a day.
Make your own soap, too, while you're at it. Why don't you just make everything that you use?
Baking
then you won't have time to do anything
else. You don't have to make baking. You can just dip your toothbrush in baking soda. Bang.
But you have to buy the baking soda somewhere. Where do you buy that? You gonna make that too?
It's an excellent question.
You gonna go dig up some baking soda from your backyard? You got a baking soda tree out there you can shake? And
you made the mistake of using toothpaste rather than toilet paper with this guy. You know, if you would have said toilet paper instead of toothpaste, then
1-800-259-9231. Do we need to point out that the money's counterfeit anyway? I mean, the federal government just prints it out, so what's the difference? 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain here if we get a chance. We'll take your calls about anything. And Mark's got something to share about slavery, but maybe he doesn't because his laptop is apparently burned out. This is Free Talk Live. Forget anything.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. I invite you to our website. All the features there are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we've got a whole list of things you can do over at promote.freetalklive.com. Great ways to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world. promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we'll talk to you about anything if you make the call. Otherwise, things that are interesting to us. And here's a doozy for you from Greensboro. I presume that means, what is that, Alabama? Greensboro?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Anyway, this could be anywhere. $1 a day. That's the incentive being offered to young girls to keep them from getting pregnant. The group College Bound Sisters was founded at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro by Hazel Brown, a maternity nurse who thought too many teens were having babies. Brown says she hopes the program, which pays $1 each day to 12 to 18-year-old girls, will keep them from getting pregnant. In addition to remaining pregnancy-free, the girls must also attend weekly meetings. The program is funded...
Meetings?
Yes.
Okay.
Meetings? No, meetings.
Meetings.
The program is funded by a 4-year grant from the state. You know, I was thinking this was going to be a privately funded program for a moment there, college-bound sisters, but apparently no. The state's behind this, which means taxpayers are paying teenage girls every single day they don't get knocked up. Does this make any sense?
They're not even paying them enough money to make it worth their while either.
Well, they're paying enough to pay for the condoms. You know, $1 a day, that's like a condom a day, right?
Yeah, I guess so, but it's $1 a day. Seven days a week?
Yeah.
I mean, $7 a week? I mean, that's nothing. For a teenager, really.
No, you're right. I mean, it is nothing, but it's under the program. $7 is deposited into an interest-bearing college fund that the girls can collect once they graduate high school. Some recent graduates earn more than $2,000 and are an inspiration to those still in the program. 12-year-old Chelsea Davis says, I might want to be a teacher for a few years, then be a lawyer. I might want to be an actor or singer, another girl in the program added. Program director Lori Smith said those aspirations are more achievable because of the incentives the program provides and the friendships it helps create. Smith said nearly 100% of the girls who finish the program have gone on to graduate college. If a girl drops out or gets pregnant, her money is divided among the other girls still in the program.
Well, I would say that those that in the world where we have welfare and the people that are going to receive welfare are likely the younger they are, the more likely they're going to get it, that it is a small price to pay in order to prevent somebody from going on welfare. I think likely that, paying people to incentivize them to do things is an effective means. I don't think that this is much, but, the program, the meetings and all that other stuff might work. I'm not saying I agree with the concept of giving money away in order to keep girls from getting pregnant is an entirely and whole a good idea. But, if the state's going to steal your money for welfare, they might as well, take some of the money they've stolen and try this silly program.
Isn't the incentive of not having to pay for a baby enough?
I would think it would be a much stronger incentive than a dollar a day.
People don't look at that kind of stuff. I'm sorry.
I think a lot of teenagers do, to be quite honest with you.
Some do, but some don't.
Yeah, the ones that don't probably aren't going to be too interested in a buck a day, though.
Well, it adds up over time, and they don't have to work very hard to earn it.
Not very much, $365 a year?
Yeah, between 12 and 18.
This is more of a club anyway from, they
have to go to weekly meetings. From the sounds of it, it is. The meetings probably have more of an impact than the money, but I'm wondering why they don't just have a not-getting-pregnant club and save the money, because honestly, I don't see how a dollar a day is going to influence anyone to do anything if they're over the age of 10.
And it's not really a very sustainable or expandable program. Are you going to put every teenage girl that is at risk of getting pregnant on this program of a dollar a day?
How are you going to force them into anything like that? I mean,
this
is chickens and eggs, and the girls that are willing to go into the program are probably the ones that are least likely to get pregnant in the first place.
Not sexually active, think?
It just seems to me that if you're willing to go into a program like this, you have aspirations. It's not usually the girl that gets pregnant who doesn't meet her aspirations, the girls that have aspirations aren't the ones to usually get pregnant, so
they're smart enough to take birth control.
Well, they just do, they know, everybody knows, if you get pregnant in before your age of 21, the chances of you being wealthy or comfortable even in your life diminish drastically.
Yeah.
So kids, don't get pregnant before you're 21.
Mm. It makes me glad I never had sex as a teenager because it didn't get in. I couldn't have put myself into some sort of position like that.
It's not that hard to avoid getting someone pregnant.
Right.
It's really just common sense.
The faultiness with the statement that you made is that the vast majority of teenagers have sex and very few of them get pregnant, Ian.
Okay, but kids can be, kind of ignorant of things and do things stupidly and brashly. And I can't say that I would have made the same decisions at age 17 as I might have made at age 22 or 23 or something like that.
I'd be right enough to practice safe sex at age 14. I can tell you that. And that it's not that difficult.
That's why I got nothing to say.
Teen pregnancies to me, granted, people are, they're young. They're not thinking as clearly as they're going to in a few years. So people do make mistakes.
Right.
But they're very
especially if
mistakes.
They're inebriated. That could be a factor.
Ian, when you take out of the scenario the ethnic groups that find it cool to get pregnant in, the kids that find it cool to get pregnant in younger ages, and especially the ethnic groups, there are certainly ethnic groups that find that cooler than others, and you remove them, so those girls tried to get pregnant, you remove them from the scenario, you remove from the scenario kids that think boys that think it's cool to impregnate girls, you take them out of the scenario, and you only leave the kids that made a mistake in the scenario and got pregnant, and then decided not to get an abortion. You're talking about a small group. It's not like this thing down here in your pants is a loaded landmine and can go off any second. Okay?
Yeah, but there can be problems. I mean,
there
even with contraception,
can
there can be
absolutely.
Largely poking the condom.
Largely scare tactic.
Poking holes in the condom.
Some girl that wants to get knocked up.
Right. Well, then you're dealing with a girl that wants to get knocked up. Then you've got a bigger problem. You're stupid. Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with some girl that wants to get knocked up. What are you doing that for?
Yeah. Well, you might not know if you're 17.
Oh, God.
It's
every guy knows when they're dealing with a flawed. Every person knows when they're dealing with a flawed individual. Some of them don't mind playing Russian roulette. Some of them will even go even farther and marry them. And then some of them will go call this show and say, "Women suck because my woman treated me bad." No, you married a flawed woman from the get-go. You knew she was messed up from the very beginning, and you went ahead and did it because you thought that your magic, you know, unit could fix everything. No, it can't. Messed up people are messed up people. Don't get involved with messed up people, kids.
You don't think they can change? Messed up people can get better?
Sure, messed up people can get better. Get involved with them when they're better.
Mm.
Don't get involved with them when they're not, because if you hang out with them, they have no incentive to get better.
I don't know if I'd be as negative toward them as you are, Mark. I mean, I can see where you're coming from.
I'm not saying generally you don't turn around and walk out necessarily on them, but you can do that. I think that enough of that they'll change their behavior too, but certainly don't get in business with them. Don't hang out with them on a large scale. Don't make them your friend. I mean, and don't get in relationships with them. Messed up people mess up things. When you're around messed up people, you get messed up.
That's true. I totally agree with you.
Stay away from messed up people as much as you can. If you want to treat them in a civil fashion, fine. You're like me. You don't have enough of a spine to say, you know, I'm not hanging around you. You know, but the people that do get the message across to those people even better.
1-800-259-9231. I generally agree with you that what is it that they said in the list of things you need to know, that the five people that you spend the most time with, you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. I like that. I generally agree with it. But what I'm wondering is the kind of the extension of what you're saying, the conclusion, logical conclusion of what you're saying. If everybody decided to just completely rebuff those people who have problems in their lives, how will that help them with their problems?
Well, I think that most people have been taught all along that they, you know, what the right, things to do. Certainly, there are people who get bad upbringing. For instance, you always hear about gypsies, who I don't know that these gypsies are actually ethnic gypsies, but people that, you know, are raised to steal as a kid and raised to lie and cheat other people, that they are God's chosen people, and therefore, I can't remember what the gypsies said, but they touched Jesus's cloak and therefore were allowed to cheat people until some nonsense, I don't know. They were given a gift from God that allowed them to cheat people or steal from people. But, you know, there are people that have that disadvantage in life, and that's not fair. But most people, at least when I was in high school and I was acting badly, I knew what was right and knew how to go about getting those right things. But I found that there were certain things that I could get away with. I never got caught with anything for anything until I got nabbed for, you know, to go to prison. And, you know, that's a big deal. I think that if I had shunned earlier or something like that and gotten caught earlier, it wouldn't happen to me.
Interesting viewpoint. I think that there's something to be said for a little bit of forgiveness, but I think you're right. A line has to be drawn somewhere, and at some point you have to cut somebody off. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow night. Online in the same place, same time, at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.